Hey, Josh, just in a general sense, curious about early in games with your personnel use. Do you go into games trying to get guys involved, as many guys as early as possible, just to get them into the flow of the game? There's nothing that I've seen that begs the question, but it's just something I was curious about with the different personnel groups that come on and off the field early in games. Is it kind of like scripted plays, for example, where you want to get people involved right away?
I would say that's a week-to-week, conversation and a week-to-week decision. There's some weeks where we definitely, we want to mix some of the groupings in there early in the game for multiple reasons. One may be to get some of our guys in there and maybe let them play, touch the ball, whatever it may be. Another, is definitely to fact find and kind of see how you're going to be defended based on the groupings that you put in the game. And then there are other games where, like the Jet game last, 2 weeks ago, I think, where we started in one grouping and tried to play, more of a no-huddle approach and went down the field and ended up playing most of that drive in one grouping only. I think that's really a decision that we kind of come upon during each week individually, and there's a lot of factors, I would say, that go into that.
Hi, Josh. Wanted to ask you about the third down conversion numbers. Those have been rather eye-opening lately, and I'm just curious, in your opinion, what's been the cause of the struggles you've had there, and is there an easy answer on getting those turned around and fixed?
I don't think, it's definitely not one thing. I think that, we've had opportunities and maybe not connected on them. We've had, a few breakdowns here and there in protection, whether that was blitz pickup or something, along the front. There's been some plays where we just, they had a good call against whatever we called, and it really wasn't a great match for that defense. So I think that all in all, third down comes down to your ability to try to put the people in good positions to succeed, and then going out and executing, at all the levels. The protection, the routes, the throwing, the catching, the blitz pickup, the communication, the formation, all those things you have to do well on third down, because it's going to be usually some form of tight coverage, by the defense, and definitely have an opportunity for it to be some type of blitz or pressure. So, those are the big downs. I think what we have to do is focus on our process that we go through each week and really try to do a good job of coming up with a good plan and trying to practice well and execute it on Sunday better at all levels. And, if we do that, I think that we're going to improve in that area, in which we need to do.
Josh, are you drawing up any 93-yard touchdown runs for Brady this week? I heard his confidence was pretty high after the 8-yard run on fourth down. I'm just joking.
I think
don't have to answer that one.
I think there are better ways to spend our time than that.
That's right. But on a serious note, I did want to ask you just a general sort of philosophy question on if you believe in the idea that, like, an offense would have an identity, and if so, what do you think this Patriots offense sort of hangs its hat on, if you even sort of believe in that line of thinking?
I think that our philosophy, and I think that's, what I kind of believe in, is to try to figure out exactly what you need to do each week to win on your side of the ball to help your team win. And I think that really over time has been what we've tried to, teach our players, what we've tried to, do on a week-to-week basis is, just really try to identify the things that are really important for us as we head into each week. And I think sometimes, sometimes that may look like you're switching things from week to week, which we definitely have done and definitely continue to do. And it may make, I would say, the word identity a hard one to pin your finger down on. You know, we always want to maintain our balance. We want to take care of the football. We want to play well in the situations that come up during the course of a game. And, you know, at this point, are we everywhere we would want to be in all those categories? No. But I think that the season is a process. I think that hopefully what we can say is that, you know, we get better during the course of the year and have an opportunity to play our best football in the last, you know, last month of the season.
Hey, Josh, just wanted to ask you about the Steelers' defense. Obviously, the team is not having the kind of season they would like to have, but the defense seems to be playing well, as Dick LeRoe's defenses typically do. What are the challenges that usually go into squaring up against a guy like Dick and what he cooks up usually?
It's always an incredible challenge to coach against Coach LeBeau and Coach Tomlin. They both do a great job. You know, their defense is always sound. It's very aggressive. They have a lot of key veteran players that have been in the system a long time and understand the way that they want to play, and they do a great job of getting their guys in the looks that they want to be in. And you know, this has always been a difficult team to run the football against. It's always a challenge to protect the passer against their pressures, and they've always been a defense that's taken the football away. So I think there's a lot of different challenges we're going to see this week in terms of our preparation. I think they have a number of great players that are playing at a high level. You know, Troy Polamalu is one of the best players we're going to play against all year. You have to make sure you account for him on every snap. Woodley, you know, is being very disruptive on the edge. I think Ryan Clark's one of the best free safeties in pro football, and he makes a lot of plays, you know, not only in the passing game but in the running game, and he's an impact-type player. Timmons is a great, you know, inside linebacker that has played in their scheme a long time and understands the way that they want it done, and he's almost always in the right place at the right time for them and makes a lot of impact plays and critical downs. And and they got a good front that they've definitely infused some younger players into the front that are doing a good job in there too. So I just think it's a good, solid defense. They don't give up a lot of big plays, and they never have. They make you work for it, you know, all the way down the field. Make you convert third downs, make you convert in the red zone, you know, and that's how they, you know, they normally end up in the top of the league in defense. And I don't think this year is really any different. It would be a great challenge for us, and we're excited to begin our preparation on them.